This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Very glad. And I've got the busy voice tonight, so busy throat, I'm sorry. Very sorry to have missed last night, but weather got in the way, and I've got to figure out how to get past that, because that is not a good reason not to go live. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, let me get back over here to it, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
These guys, if you are looking to build up your AR-15, if you don't think your AR-15 is high speed enough, OperationParts.com, take it all the way. I open with a quote for you by Alexander Thoreau. Hypocrisy is the essence of snobbery. A good friend and criminal investigator pointed out, and he's a lot older than me, so I mean, I have no reason not to believe what he's saying. But when he started his career in the 60s, the media had been relentlessly obsessed with a particular firearm or group of firearms used by criminals of that era, or that were used by the perpetrator of a particular violent crime. And it was always that particular gun that the media subsequently wanted banned, as if banning that particular weapon would cause criminal violence to stop or to cease. In the 1960s, it was the Saturday Night Special, a non-specific term usually used to refer to a .38 Special snubby revolver. Hyperventilating reporters repeatedly referred to them as the preferred weapon of criminals, which is as preposterous as saying Ford's the preferred car of drunk drivers. And they neglected to acknowledge that snubby revolvers were pretty popular with the police of the period then, too. And many people still today. Rifles, at that time, that was not a problem, according to the media back then. In the 1970s, in Time magazine, there was an article entitled, "It's Time to Ban Handguns." Then in the 1980s and the 1990s, it was the Tech 9. Only the criminals would want one, we were told. Again, by the panting media flunkies, who wouldn't actually know a gun from a waffle iron. Then with the turn of the century, the high-capacity 9mm Wonder pistol was born. Suddenly, that stole center stage. The Wonder 9s, as they were called. The media immediately wanted all of them banned, even as they became pretty standard at police departments. And now it is the ill-defined assault weapon that the media wants banned for all the same reasons. Rifles suddenly are the problem. And we're assured all the same ones that were around when we were assured by the same people when they weren't the problem. Because the AR-15 was, in fact, around then. Today, solemnly declaring that auto-loading rifles are the preferred weapon of terrorists. The media, which is in fact the effectively the propaganda arm of the DNC, well, they predictably want them all banned. They don't seem to care very much about the Saturday night special anymore. Leftists in the media, who are the media, all of the media, can't repent, can never admit they're wrong, can never confront their own hypocrisy. Their vain, glorious, personal conceit is never going to permit it. Their character is flawed. They're not very nice. They never have been. So, we close this with a quote by Leo Tolstoy. Hypocrisy may deceive the cleverest man, but a child recognizes it instantly and is invariably revolted by it, however ingeniously it may be disguised. Shortly after SHOT Show last month, a couple of FF dealers began having issues with financial institutions cutting off their merchant accounts for violating the user agreements. Montana Tactical, located in Bozeman, unexpectedly received an email from Intuit, a credit card processing company, saying Montana Tactical's transactions are considered MOTO business, mail order, telephone order. Intuit declined to continue servicing Montana Tactical because the store sells firearms, ammunition, and gunpowder. Now, the owner of Montana Tactical only sells ammunition through the physical storefront and does not sell loose powder. But to help clear the air, Mark Oliver, of the NSSF, reached out to Rob Lanzies, Intuit's Senior Vice President of Corporate Communications, to try to find something out about this. But he said, please forgive the cold call email. I left you a message earlier today on your phone. I'm reaching out because one of our member companies, Montana Tactical, recently received notification that Intuit terminated their business relationship with them under your MOTO rules and because they sell gunpowder and weapons. I think there might be a misunderstanding of what Montana Tactical is and the sort of business they are in. They are a fully compliant federal firearms license dealer licensed through the ATF to deal in firearms. Their firearm sales are all completed with an NICS background check in compliance with federal and state law. They have a physical store and provide sales through the internet, which must be completed by an NICS background check at a designated FFL. In other words, if I were to complete a purchase for a firearm from another state, there would have to be a face-to-face transfer. So, additionally, Montana Tactical does not sell loose gunpowder. They sell encased ammunition, but only through their physical storefront. So we go, you know, went back and forth, back and forth. Nobody replied to that from Intuit. Interestingly enough, Intuit wasn't the only business that decided to nix Montana Tactical's business operations. After SHOT Show, they decided to try using Google AdWords to help advertise their business, and they received an email saying that their ad violated Google's terms of use. And we found out that, you know. Sad part is that Montana Tactical isn't the only FFL who has had or continues to have these problems. Barry Reynolds, the owner of Valdez Marine and Outdoors in Valdez, is facing similar issues, but this time with Square. Square would no longer provide credit card processing for his business because he sells firearms, even though he has used the service for at least 2 to 3 years with no issue until now. Operation Choke Point continues on. And in the case of some of these companies like Square, now Square has always been anti-gun. It should not be a big new thing, but I think that most of these companies could go to the NRA and find out who they could use. That would work, but, you know, we'll find out. Time will tell. When we get back, the Chicago gangs are now escalating with a rifle war. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And Also, welcoming once again Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed. This is truly the, this is where you take your weapon and soup it up. Truly, truly, truly. Now then. Heretofore, the weapon of choice among most of the gangbangers is, well, the handgun. Not too long ago, the bloody gang warfare was restricted to small, concealable handguns. This is not the case anymore. The first time that 14-year-old Brisa Ramirez remembers hearing rifle fire was when a man was shot dead on a Sunday afternoon outside a Catholic church around the corner from her home in back of the yards. She tried to imitate what it sounds like. Ta 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 ta. That's a foreign sound, even in a neighborhood accustomed to gunfire. It wasn't like normal shooting. It was like something more terrible, a noise you can't really explain. She and others in the Davis Square Park took cover against concrete steps across the street from Seward Elementary School, where Brisa had just graduated from 8th grade. Shooting was one of the at least 33 in back of the yards in Brighton Park over the past 9 months that police believe are tied to semi-automatic rifles as several gangs boost their firepower. At least 46 people have been shot in the attacks, 13 fatally. Police say that this is the only area of the city where rifles styled after the AR-15s and AK-47s are regularly used. And that is a menacing new development in the gang fights. They don't know how many are on the streets, but they suspect that they are being passed around by members of four Hispanic gangs in the Deering Police District, which covers parts of the south and southwest sides. Two of the gangs, La Raza near 47th and Loomis Streets and the Almighty Saints near 45th and Wood, have been fighting for decades. And but the conflict has expanded to the Satan Disciples and Gangster 26s in neighboring Brighton Park, where violence is less frequent. So far, the use of rifles in shootings have been restricted to two adjoining neighborhoods, back of the yards and Brighton Park, and only among four gangs. And they don't know why they suddenly escalated to using rifles. They are easier to aim, they do carry more ammunition, and they punch through intermediate cover better than handguns. They're also a lot louder, and they're impossible to conceal. There's just no way to do it. They go on to mention that rifles made a brief appearance in another gang conflict a decade ago before disappearing from the scene just as quickly as they had entered. This is a troubling development, but it is not one that is, you know, I'm not unused to seeing this, especially with drugs, because the drug cartels use them all the time. So, hopefully they get a handle on that. They're going to have to tack up if they're going to go into those areas, though. Which is something that a lot of people would say, well, we don't want to see that in the civilian world now, do we? Unfortunately... Unfortunately, that's going to be the way it is. So, I don't know what quite to say about it, but, hey, in any event, there you have it. Now then, lost my train of thought on that one. I don't really have time to get into this that much. But let's start. Let's go ahead and start this. It should come as no surprise to any of you that research funded by a radical gun control group has been shaped to draw a conclusion that would greatly restrict who can carry a firearm for self-defense and force them to undergo expensive and time-consuming training that wouldn't necessarily change how they would perform in a typical real-world scenario. We're talking about an organization called the National Gun Victims Action Council, funded research by three Mount St. Mary's University academics that resulted in the pseudo-scientific 57-page report, Firearms Training, Self-Defense, and Does the Quality and Frequency of Training Determine the Realistic Use of Firearms by Citizens for Self-Defense? This report was gushed over by the Christian Science Monitor. They used 77 volunteers and had each of them participate in three scenarios, a carjacking, an armed robbery, and a case of suspected larceny. People with firearms training performed better than those without it. They noted that the people that didn't have it didn't take cover. They didn't attempt to issue commands to their assailants. Their trigger fingers were either too itchy, or they shot innocent bystanders or unarmed people or not itchy enough. They didn't shoot armed assailants until they were already being shot at, which completely goes against, I don't know, the real world. More on that in just a minute. According to CCU, 93% of single gunshot wounds are survivable, which goes against the common expectation that one bullet is enough to stop a threat. The assumption was reflected in the study, which found participants with no skills were not only slow to fire, but did not fire enough shots to effectively neutralize the threat they faced. They noted that five states had passed laws that eliminate any training as a requirement for carrying a handgun in public and said minimum standards for tests required to employ concealed carry are not even high enough. We'll continue this when we get back. This is an attempt to get out there and fix it to where poor people can't carry a gun. They would not qualify because they can't afford the training. So, we'll finish that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When I left off, we were talking about this study that was put together by an anti-gun group. What they're looking at, and this is basically an argument against permitless carry, okay? Because they note that 5 states recently have passed no training for carrying a handgun in public, and minimum standards for tests, according to them, are not high enough. Which, as far as, it's not training, it's qualification. Now, they also said, and I would love to know where they found this out, because they didn't go to Police One. It said, consensus among law enforcement and firearm experts agreed with their findings and argued in favor of mandatory firearms training. Well, yeah, of course we're going to get out there and say, yes, everybody should train. Because if you're going to carry a gun to defend yourself, then I want you to be successful. So every edge that you can possibly get, yes, go train by all means. But this is, it's not required. And, you know, between 2,000 and 6,000 times a day, people, most of them not trained, stop crime with a gun. Now, according to the study, the NRA has a complicated view on requirements for concealed carry. Following the Newtown, Connecticut shooting, which left 26 people dead, including 20 children, you see, NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre said the most true thing ever, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is with a good guy with a gun. The Washington Post reports the organization floated the idea of mandatory firearms training for school children, but it has also opposed laws requiring mandatory training for gun purchases. Well, of course, they've done that, too, because that makes it not quite Jim Crow. You know, back during Reconstruction, they fixed it to where the newly black, the new black American citizens, or more apt to be described as the recently freed slaves, could only buy one of two handguns. And both of them were way too expensive for them to afford them. So, we do not, nobody advocates for mandatory firearms training as a prerequisite to being able to own or carry a gun. That is a little too onerous. According to the report, the NRA's hostility to such laws was founded on the idea that citizens are capable of deciding for themselves that attending firearms training is a responsible thing to do and do not need to be micromanaged. What I wish they had said, and they probably did somewhere, and they're just not quoted in this, and plus we don't think you should mandate it. Study notes, training teaches participants more than how to shoot an assailant. It also increases the probability that one will take protective cover, issue commands, and attempt to de-escalate the situation before it becomes deadly. And exercise trigger discipline, which reduces the chance of accidentally firing and potentially harming bystanders. No kidding. Oh, man. Listen. Yes, it does. It does do, in fact, all of that. What if you are a 72-year-old lady? You're not going to run up and down a gun range to train tactically. You probably have a five-shot revolver because that's the smallest thing that will fit in your hand. And you probably are just going to point it at somebody and pull the trigger only if they break into your house, because you probably, that's about as far as it, you know, not 72, but 82, 92, whatever it is. This is where we begin to start trying to separate people into classes of people. Capable, incapable. The incapable ones are physically infirm and can't do training. They're mentally infirm and can't handle training. They're mentally infirm and can't have a gun. You know, there's lots of different reasons. And by trying to put training in front of all the requirements, that just takes and separates us. Now, it is believed, you know, that concealed carry certification courses mandated by many states are not actually firearms training and are inadequate in almost every discernible way other than in generating revenue. That is true. Here in South Carolina, when you go to a concealed weapons permit class, you're primarily being told where you can't carry your gun. They're going to try to tell you a little bit about mindset if you have to actually pull your weapon, which is, that's useless. That's useless to... That's like me saying, all right, dude, now on your honeymoon night, you're going to be really, really excited. And there's probably going to be some things going through your mind and everything. And you just got to keep it together. There's no way to quantify what's about to happen to somebody in a gunfight. And it's really, I mean, every permit that in... exists in South Carolina. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands it is, but multiply that times 50, and that's how much money that generates. I do believe that quality firearms training is invaluable. And I believe that you should train as often as you can with the best people that you can and develop the very best habits you can possibly put together. I further believe that a scenario-based training, including some constructed, especially carefully constructed force-on-force, is imperative as, you know, the square range training of a stationary target in front of a berm doesn't actually come close to training people to survive in a real-world encounter. And most of the time you're going to do that with something like simmunitions or airsoft or some sort of laser-integrated system. This is very much a skill that can be developed, and it should be realistically developed, and you need to put in quality practice, and if you do that frequently, the better off you're going to be. Data supports that generalization. Those who have the skills and the training and a plan are going to run circles around those who don't. Just like an athlete who's honed his skills in his sport for years is going to utterly destroy your average layperson attempting to play against him who is only or who has only minimal and infrequent practice. What none of the researchers nor the media outlets gushing over the report want to discuss is the elephant in the room. The context for an average concealed carrier using a firearm in self-defense is radically different for that of a law enforcement officer in the line of duty. But bluntly, the subjects of the test were forced to play role play in a law enforcement training scenario, so that study would arrive at the predetermined outcome that you need to be trained like a law enforcement officer to perform well in law enforcement scenarios. They were set up to fail. That's what it boils down to, set up to fail. So you cannot fabricate one context for your testing scenario, then insist that the same context is going to relate to the realities of a concealed carrier. Just doesn't work that way. No. No, it doesn't. The more training you have, the better better off you're going to be in these things. Go for it. Take the training. It's fun. It's entertaining. You get to meet some great people. You get to try things you've never done before. Do it. Do it. Have a good time with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And also welcoming Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Yeah. If you're looking at building that gun up, that's where you go. OperationParts.com. Now then, Donald Trump got out there and had a little speech the other day. That was the worst night for Democrats since November 8th. After his speech to a joint session of Congress, Rachel Maddow, one of the best guys I know, looked as though a loved one had just died. And it was the same face she had on election night. Her fellow panelists, desperate for something to criticize, focused on the president using two hands to pick up a cup. Can't make that stuff up. You could see it in the behavior of Democrats in Congress as most remained silent and seated as the president called for the destruction of ISIS. Best of all, Nancy Pelosi, super Mexican, you know, he put out a tweet about it, which was a bunch of emojis that were just crying, they were laughing so hard. Then Roger L. Simon explains all the grim faces and wonders if the Democratic Party died last night. He wrote, the Democratic Party members watching that speech looked like a party of the living dead. They didn't know how to react. They didn't know if they were Americans. They didn't know who they were. Every time Trump called for bipartisanship for the good of our country, they winced. They couldn't stand it. They didn't know how to react because they are the least bipartisan people in the world, and they scarcely know what cooperating is. Working together is not in their natures. The Democrats' response was simply pathetic, delivered by a former governor of Kentucky who was replaced by a Republican. The party that is obsessed with identity politics chose an old white guy with white hair who reminded every cable TV viewer of a pitch man for products and services sold to seniors. Sundance hilariously summed it up with a couple of pictures of an old man selling things to seniors. This president has sprung a trap on the Democrats. Their base demands a scorched earth approach to politics, openly lusting for impeachment even before the inauguration. They demand no cooperation with the man they call a Hitler. And that night, the rest of America saw a statesman calling for racial and religious tolerance, jobs for Americans, the destruction of ISIS, goals supported by most non-lunatics. So now the Democrats have a choice. They can choose to alienate their base if they cooperate with his initiatives, particularly Obamacare repeal slash replace, the budget, the infrastructure program, the rebuilding of the military. Or they can drive away the centrist elements of the electorate who traditionally vote Democrat, but who saw a lot of common sense solutions to problems that worry them that night. So, we've revealed that there is a statesman living within the complex personality that also houses a street fighter. Trump can execute a series of squeeze plays on Senate Democrats facing the voters in 2018. He will need 8 Senate votes to pass legislation supporting his agenda. Uncontested, that is. This is a guy who loves campaign rallies. And do you think he's not going to fly to North Dakota or anywhere else represented by a Democrat senator and campaign against re-election for those who stand in the way of economic growth, health care reform, defeating ISIS, or any of his other very popular goals? Oh, no. Oh, no. That will be the whole point of what he's about to do. And oh, the pain. Now, on the other side of the aisle, you know, back in the day, the Obama Democrats had guts. Now, the Republicans who seek to call themselves Trump Republicans, we're going to see if they do. The Obama Democrats spent more than a year forcing Obamacare to the finish line. They seized the opportunity to achieve their deeply held goal at great cost to many of their own political careers. And now the Republicans are facing their own gut check time after promising repeal over the past 4 election cycles. Investors.com notes the suddenly changing Obamacare approval polls, the raucous town hall protests, the negativity from certain GOP quarters, and the seeming lack of a coherent message from the Republicans, and suggests that it wouldn't be surprising if some lawmakers are starting to wonder whether the repeal is worth the hassle. But running from the fight is not part of it. It's not in the option list this time. Even if the protests weren't carefully coordinated and the polls legitimate, the GOP has no choice but to move forward with repeal, if for no other reason than because it's what they were elected to do. Indeed, they owe their majorities in both the House and Senate to their repeated pledges to repeal Obamacare. And if they break that pledge, they're going to pay dearly for that. Investors suggested a thought experiment in which the Democrats pass a health bill that cancels coverage, reduces choice and competition, drives premiums skyward, and destroys jobs, which that's all the negative aspects of Obamacare, with little to show for all the disruption but an expansion of Medicaid coverage. In other words, they succeeded only in increasing dependence on government, not in fixing problems with the nation's health care system. There will be, no doubt, a political price to be paid for repealing Obamacare. And the Democrats and the liberal media will be sure to highlight and exaggerate every example of alleged harm caused by repeal and hope that this wins some elections. But there will be a bigger political price if the Republicans renege on their pledge and lose a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to replace a government entitlement program with free market reform. The Democrats took enormous risks to expand the role of government in health care. And there were a lot of freak-out moments in that. And they stuck to their guns. They did not falter at gut check time. But with the rise of the Tea Party and the town hall protests and the risks of their own political careers and the special election victory of Scott Brown, that didn't stop them. They kept on going. They saw the tea leaves and they just kept on rolling. Their leaders kept the pressure on, twisted arms, cajoled, and communicated at every opportunity that inaction was not an option. So the question becomes, do the Republicans believe anything they've been saying? And if they do, they have a duty to follow through on the promises to which they owe their majorities, no matter the political risks. There's a lot of repeal strategies out there but that have been floated by the Republicans, tinkering around the edges and such. There goes Skype doing something. But at least most of the spending and the Medicaid expansion largely intact, not to mention the law's structural framework, all of which would remain as playthings for future Democrats. That's not really a strategy they should pursue. The Klein column goes on to argue that it's for the Obama Democrats, even if the Republicans lose power as a result of repealing Obamacare, it would have been worth it. They will have used their power to get something important done, turning back the drive to big government health care. The Democrats have been playing a long game for a long time, and it shows in the results. And if the Republicans succumb to their usual weak-kneed tendency, the Democrats can say, I told you so, and add the public option to Obamacare, and then you can kiss freedom goodbye. The best thing that we could possibly hope to see would be Trump lend a spine to the Republican Congress. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.